Welcome to my commentary on Peter's first epistle. This section, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through verse 12. The title in the NIV in this section is Suffering for Doing Good. Verse 8 says, Finally. Now, in my Bible, after the word finally, there's about 10 pages. Peter is being a little bit like a Pentecostal preacher, and you've already sat listening to him for 40 minutes, and he says finally, and you think the sermon is about to come to an end, but in reality, he's got another 30 minutes left. Well, this is what Peter is saying. He says finally, but he really doesn't mean it. Finally, all of you live in harmony with one another. Now, why would Peter tell these people to live in harmony with one another? The Greek word translated as harmony here is oneness. Live in oneness with one another. Well, remember this. They were under intense pressure, intense persecution, and when under stress, the worst of our human sinful nature comes to the surface. These guys are under pressure. The stress level is high. They're going to get on each other's nerves. So Peter says, let's live in harmony here. Oneness. Now, the question is, what kind of oneness is Peter talking about? This has been debatable. In my thinking, the oneness is oneness in the plans going ahead. The oneness is in relative peace with one another under the situation. I'm not sure Peter is talking about oneness in thinking. If he is, the Christian church over the last 2,000 years has not experienced doctrinal oneness. We've done a poor job of that. I think the oneness we're talking about here is being together on the same page under the situation these people are finding themselves in. Peter goes on to say, be sympathetic. The Greek word translated as sympathetic means to suffer along with. So if your brother is suffering, if your sister in Christ is suffering, go to that brother or sister and you suffer along with him or her. That's what the word in Greek means. Love as brothers, he says. The word love here is not agape. It is philos. Philos is brotherly love. It's reciprocal love. I love you, you love me. The word philos goes really good in what Peter is saying here. Of course, we need to love agape style, selfish love. But here he's talking about relationships in the body of Christ where love must be reciprocated. I give love to you, you give love to me. It's that kind of reciprocal love that builds the body of Christ up and helps them withstand, bear up under the pressure of unjust suffering as these people were experiencing and as we will experience in the days ahead. So Peter speaks to these people in his day, but he's speaking to us in our day as well. Be compassionate and humble. Compassionate is go out of your way from a heart's desire and help the person in need and do it in a humble way. Don't do it in an arrogant, proud way. Humility is one of the main characteristics of a mature Christian. Verse 9, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. Christians in the Roman Empire should not repay the evil done to them with evil in return. Imagine you as a husband, they've just taken your wife, they assaulted her, raped her, and beat her because she's a Christian. Your tendency would be to try to get back at the guards one way or the other. But Peter says, don't repay evil for evil. It's God who will avenge the evil. He will be the judge of the evil done to you. Now, the reason why we aren't to repay evil with evil, Peter goes on to say, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Peter says God has called you to bless the one that does evil to you. That's why this section is entitled Doing Good. It's doing good to the evildoer and the evildoer who does evil to you. Peter says we are called to bless that person. And when and if we do, we ourselves will be blessed. If not in this life, in the next life, because that blessing may not come in this life. If you were a man, a Christian man in that day, and your wife was raped and persecuted, and you blessed the guard who did that, which would be a miracle, the guard might just turn around and slash your head off. And you call that a blessing? Well, your blessing will be in the next life. Then Peter quotes some Old Testament passages to support his thinking in verse 10. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. One of the most evil things that humanity does is through the use of their tongues. We have been raised, at least those born in the 1940s and 50s and earlier, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. But that is really not true. I understand the sentiment behind the saying, but if somebody smashes you on the arm with a hammer and breaks your arm, well, that arm will heal. But when he constantly calls you evil names, that is hurting, and that kind of hurt can take a long time to heal. So Peter says, if you want to live a good life, control your tongue. If you want to know more about that, just check out James, because he speaks a lot about that. He goes on to say then, if you want to live the good life, in verse 11, he must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. So you don't repay evil with evil, even though the world around you is evil and the evil is being done to you. If you want to really live the good life as God sees the good life, then you flee from evil. You pursue peace. The New Testament writers and those to whom they wrote, their ultimate goal was to live at peace with everyone. Paul tried his best to live at peace with the Antichrist culture in which he lived, but he did not attempt to live at peace at the expense of truth. He did not cross the line of truth. He did not violate truth in order to keep peace. He did his best to keep peace without violating the truth. And that's what Jesus did. Matter of fact, Jesus said that he didn't come to give us peace. He actually came to divide families in half, to make things not peaceful. But even in that not peaceful situation, we are to attempt the best we can to live in peace without violating the truth. If there is a disruption in peace, it should be because of the truth we speak and stand up for. It should not be because we do not want to live in peace with others. Way too often Christians are criticized because of their lifestyle that isn't really godly. If we're going to be criticized, if we're going to lose any kind of peace, it shouldn't be because of the nasty things we do. It should be for the truth of the Bible that we stand up for and speak. Verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. If you can live the way I've just described Peter saying, if you can live by controlling your tongue, by living humbly, compassionately, in harmony, in as much of peace as you can, then God will be attentive to you and he will hear your prayers. Now remember, the last section, God didn't hear the prayer of the husband who did not value his wife. Well, here's another reason why God will not hear somebody's prayer. If they don't live the righteous life, God is capable of not hearing their prayer. Verse 12 ends, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. In our New Age world, God turning his back on the evildoer, well, that's not acceptable. God is capable of turning his back on the evildoer. It doesn't mean he doesn't love the evildoer. He does. But he just cannot tolerate the evil, and he turns his back on that evildoer. That's exactly why God had to turn his back on Jesus while he was on the cross. Jesus became our sin while he was on the cross. Jesus called out to his Father and says, why have you forsaken me? We need to understand Jesus' words this way. God simply turned his face from Jesus, turned his back towards Jesus, because he could not look upon the sin that Jesus had become. God the Father did not forsake Jesus in the sense that he divorced him. He just simply turned his back on Jesus and refused to help him escape the cross. And of course, that was God's plan. Isaiah 53 says that Jesus was bruised, and that was the will of God. That's it for this section.